Johnny Cash tribute, and so we saw Lyra Lynn last night, and let's hear it again for those guys. That was amazing. And Dave Gockin, and my friend AJ, and then we saw some of Daryl Scott's set over here, and then we ended up at the pub at the hotel, and we ended up playing some John Prine songs late night. So, you are all in for such a treat. This is really a great lineup. We're gonna do a couple songs that come from a piece of music theater that both myself and Michael, this is Michael Chorty, my friend, we both come from Vermont. Michael and I worked for many years on this opera, folk opera. I wrote the songs for it, and Michael arranged a beautiful score for six instruments, and it's based on the Orpheus myth and set in a post-apocalyptic Depression-era company town called Hades Town.
Thank you.
hard and getting harder all the time. Love when I sing my song, all the birds gonna sing along, and they come flying round to me.
With their hands.
think I've ever said this before, but I think a tiny bit less of my voice than my baby thing. Just a tiny bit. Tiny bit. Thank you. Let's hear it for Andy. He's a wonderful sound man, and he's doing this whole operation. So we're going to do some songs now that come from a brand new record that came out earlier this year, and it's called Young Man in America, the album. And it's funny, you know, we're here part of this American music festival, and I was having a little like crisis in the green room just now. I said, Michael, do we play American music? Because most of the time, as a songwriter, I guess in the past couple of years, I feel like I'm trying as hard as I can to be like Scottish. So, I think you'll hear that. You'll hear the influence.
Came as now and all, and she would not write. Shepherds, Father, shepherds. Ooh.
play a theater as beautiful as this. In fact, you know, when you're playing a summertime festival and they tell you your set is in 3 in the afternoon, you're like, oh, geez, you know, it's going to be, you're outside and it's like sun beating down and sweat pouring out of your guitar strings and everyone's like playing hacky sack and stuff. Much more fun.
Making me cry, Anais.
Oh, I like to cry too. play some old ones here.
Oh no, I gave them for.
about in my student days. I spent some time in Cairo in Egypt. And this song is, the narrator of the song is a middle-aged Egyptian Arab woman who grew up in the late 50s, early 60s, in a time of great optimism and feminist movement and flourishing of the arts and things like that in Egypt. And then she kind of lived to see it go back the other way. Watching you, watching the ships coming into the harbor. And you told me again of your voyages grand. telescope. Sing loud, you could see when you should. Taken a promotional photograph for a book he wrote when he was about the age that I am now. And in the entire photograph, he's holding this lamb in his arms. I grew up on a sheep farm, And so it's like 1979, and my dad has this, it's big too, it's a yearling sized lamb, so it's really big, and they both have this crazy look in their eye, and they both are kind of woolly looking. And I put him on the cover because he was a big influence on this record a lot. He sort of inspired a bunch of songs, and I wasn't sure how he felt about being on the cover. I got his permission, but he didn't say, "I'm so excited," you know, or "This is terrible," or anything like that. And then we went through my hometown and played when we put the record out in Vermont, and my dad came to the show, and then the next day I called him up, and he said, "Oh, hey, I just got a haircut." And I said, "Oh," and he said, "I wanted to wait till after your album release show so that people would recognize me." Yeah. Anyway, this song I wrote for my dad. My dad lost his own dad a couple years ago. And it's, well, we all know it's wild to see your father, your parent, as not just my father, but someone else's son, and as a young person and a, kind of an orphan in the world. And so I wrote this song for him. It's called "He Did."
Love you.
But he'll give you an axe to grind. He'll give you a path to find. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. He'll give you a road to hoe. He'll give you your sorrow. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. He'll give you a break of dawn, a pleasure just to look upon. Hey, yeah. What I wanted was to fall asleep, to close my eyes and disappear, like a petal on a stream, a feather on the air. For sale on the mailing list and stuff, and we'd love to say hi out in the hall. we're going to leave you with. That tune we just played was another one from the Haiti Sound Folk Opera, Orpheus thing, and we're going to give you one last song from that to close out the, I was going to say the night, but not yet. The man is very young. Sung by Hades, king of the underworld, as he indoctrinates his worker citizens into his circular political logic. Practice that.
We build a wall to keep us free. We build a wall.
a Bob Dylan song. We played this weird little gig in a place in the Moors, which is called the Band Room. Maybe some of you are familiar with it. Kirby Moorside, northern England. And there's a law at this place that if you play here, you have to play a Bob Dylan cover. We learned this one, and then we kind of fell in love with it all over again. Oops, right. And please feel free to sing with us. Thank you.